On today's show, the Cadillac Escalade celebrates its 20th birthday. Automakers want only one grade of high-octane gasoline sold in the U.S. And we'll share our first driving impressions of the all-new Kia Forte. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the automotive industry. The Cadillac Escalade is celebrating its 20th anniversary. It was rushed to the market after the success of the Lincoln Navigator caught Cadillac flat-footed. And it was Cadillac's dealers who begged management to come out with something to compete with the Navigator. Once they did, musicians like Jay-Z, J-Lo, and Drake started making references to the Slade in their lyrics and their videos, and the Escalade gained instant street cred. Today, it outsells the Navigator 2-1, and it's the best-selling full-size luxury SUV in the U.S. market. As part of its 20th birthday, Cadillac commissioned this animation to show how the front-end styling of the Slade evolved over the last two decades. We just got a chance to test drive the all-new Kia Forte, and here's our impressions. It's powered by a 2-liter four-cylinder that's mated to a CVT or a 6-speed manual. While the performance doesn't blow you away, it has more than enough power, and it's fun to drive when you put it in sport mode. The CVT is also impressive, and most drivers probably couldn't tell the difference between it and a regular automatic transmission. The interior is nice, but nothing special, and it's highlighted by its 8-inch standard touchscreen. It also now comes standard with driver assist features like forward collision warning, lane departure warning, and blind spot detection. The new Forte is arriving at dealerships right now. The base model with the manual costs just over $18,500, while the top EX model with the CVT starts at just under $23,000. The Mustang GT is a pretty powerful car, but Roush decided it needed another 250 horsepower, and that is coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
Technologies like cylinder deactivation and selectable driving modes have been available on automobiles for quite some time, but now they're starting to make their way to two-wheeled machines. Indian Motorcycles announced that three of its 2019 bikes will come with those features. The rear cylinder on its air-cooled 111-cubic-inch V-twin engine can be shut down when the motorcycle is at a standstill to keep the engine cooler. And there's three riding modes that give the bikes distinct personalities, a similar-sounding claim made by most automakers. They include Tour, Standard, and Sport. We were talking about Formula E last week, and now it looks like the all-electric racing series may be getting an off-road counterpart. The CEO of Formula E says that Extreme E is a new project that's in its early stages and would be operated by Formula E. We should also note that racing legend Gilles de Ferrand is leading the project. Jaguar has already announced it will operate its own all-electric racing series with iPaces that will run ahead of Formula E events, and now maybe its sibling company, Land Rover, can get in on the action. Extreme E is expected to launch in 2020. Roush Mustangs are already pretty sweet, but Roush is giving the pony car even more power for 2019. Based on a 5-liter Mustang GT, the supercharged RS3 packs 710 horsepower and 610 pound-feet of torque. That's 250 horsepower more than the base car. It also comes with a custom aero kit and interior package, as well as suspension and brake upgrades. The total Stage 3 package costs roughly $23,000 and comes with a 3-year, 36,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 5-year, 60,000-mile powertrain warranty. Pre-orders start tomorrow. You know, automakers only want one grade of high-octane gasoline sold in the U.S., and we'll tell you why right after this.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
A little over a year ago on Autoline This Week, Dan Nicholson, the Vice President of Global Propulsion Systems at General Motors, called on the U.S. to adopt one blend of high-octane gasoline across the board. This would allow automakers to raise the compression ratio of their engines, improving their thermodynamic efficiency, which means they'll get better fuel economy and emit less pollution. Dan Nicholson is once again our guest on Autoline This Week, and he shared how that effort is progressing.
The Autoline This Week Powertrain Series Preview is brought to you by BorgWarner.
U.S. Car, it's not just me, it's U.S. Car in partnership, believes that high-octane fuel is the best way, most cost-effective way to get fuel economy improvements to customers. So representing U.S. Car, I, along with several others, testified in April before a subcommittee, the Energy and Commerce Committee at the House, and we really got, let's say, our day in front of the legislation to really make our case. It was quite effective. We think in the fall there will be some draft legislation coming. So we've really advanced that agenda. We still think it's a great idea. There's no reason why Americans shouldn't have as good a fuel as Europeans enjoy on a daily basis, and we're really working hard on that, with our customers in mind. Again, if we're going to do, lower CO2 and improve fuel economy, we ought to do it in the most cost-effective way.
When I tell people about this, though, they say, oh, I don't want to have to pay for premium prices.
Right.
What might this do to the price of fuel?
Well, we've done sophisticated financial modeling along with, the oil industry and some others, and we believe this will be very cost effective with the refinery footprint. So we know this can't come on the backs of customers, and everybody looks at premium fuel pricing today and say, oh, I don't want to pay that much. We know. But we think we know the fuel economy improvement that we'll get should be lower than the cost in a competitive market. So if we really move to that fuel, there'll be a lot of competition, and the prices will be mitigated. Really, there haven't been major advancements in fuel since removal of lead. That was quite some years ago, and we think it's really time to revisit that.
For a deeper dive into GM's powertrain strategy, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. Just look for the Autoline Network. And just a quick programming note here. There will not be an Autoline Daily on Monday because of the Labor Day holiday. But we will be back again here on Tuesday, and we hope to see you right then.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.